Minnesota News Network. Good afternoon. I'm Brent Palm. The 2026 Grandma's Marathon Weekend in Duluth is already a sellout. Race spokesman Zach Schneider says they moved more than 19,000 people through the registration process in 12 hours.
The half marathon was sold out yesterday in an hour and 15 minutes. The 5K followed shortly after that in just under 2 hours, and then woke up to the news this morning that the marathon had sold out in 12 hours. So certainly good news for us.
Schneider says they knew it was going to be busy, with this being the 50th running of Grandma's Marathon. The federal government shutdown is impacting 13,000 members of the Minnesota National Guard. Colonel John McCray says many citizen soldiers are still coming in to do their jobs.
So we do have some employees that are in a furlough status based on the nature of their duties. Others will continue to report to work during this period. Active duty members will continue to work as normal and will receive back pay for the work that they're doing.
McCray says there are currently 300 Minnesota National Guard soldiers and airmen deployed around the world. And Minnesota Lynx all-star forward Nafisia Collier is recovering from a grade 2 tear of 3 ligaments in her ankle and a muscle in her shin. Collier was injured in a collision with Mercury forward Alyssa Thomas in Game 3 of the WNBA semifinals. Her recovery is expected to take 6 weeks. This is MNN.